So before that we were looking at Samadhi Sankhana Sampate. So in that there is a Shraddha. So Shraddha is not given here in Ratna Prabha, but you say it is there, maybe somewhere it is there. Sarvatra Astikata Shraddha. He gave an interesting way of Shraddha. You see, you have to understand the Asti Bhava. That is called Shraddha. Here Shraddha does not mean Vaikuntha Lord Vishnu is there, in Kailasa Lord Shiva is there. That is not the Shraddha here. That cannot be the Shraddha, you know. That is a Pauranika Shraddha. This is Brahma Sutra. So here Shraddha Mane Sarvatra Astikata. Suppose this is Ghata, I am Ghataha. So Dvaitins say, Dvaita people say, that is the truth. Ghata is the truth. And then Vijnanavadis say, there is nothing there. Only Vijnana alone is there. Ghatakar Murti, that too, bleep, bleep, bleep. That kind of Murti it is. That alone is real. There is nothing like outside, there is nothing like part. That is all Shunyam. Only Vijnana alone is real. That is how Vijnanavadis say. So out they are called idealists. Outside there is nothing. Okay? Then Shunyavadis say there is nothing. Outside there is nothing. Shunyavadis one step ahead. They say inside Vijnana is also nothing. Outside nothing, inside nothing. Whereas Advaitavadins say, hai, asti. Yeah, what is there? Ghata hai? No. We are not saying ghata hai, but hai. That is astitva. That is the Brahma. That hai pana. In Hindi, hai pana. In English, isness. In Sanskrit, astita. When you say ghataha asti, that asti is truth. Ghataha is a superimposition. You can see that clearly. Can't you see? I close my eyes. I don't see ghataha, right? I don't say ghataha asti. I don't say that. But now, you follow me. I put my hand like this. And so, asti. Asti. Okay? Kya asti? Oh, ghataha asti. So which is first? Asti is first. Okay? Asti came from outside to inside, right? Asti, the asti jnanam, it begins outside and comes inside through nerve currents and all into the brain, right? But the ghataha, I am ghataha, that comes from inside to outside, you know that?
Yes.
Did you get it?
Yes.
Yeah. Therefore, asti is the truth upon which you superimpose or project ghata. You see, in Columbia University, they have done a research on the subject-object relation. So, when there is a cognition, in every cognition, there is a subject and there is an object. Like this is a part. You cannot have a part unless there is a person who knows the part. Okay, the knower must be there, then only there is known. So, in this part cognition, what is happening? Is it flow from outside to inside, or is it flow from inside to outside? They have a way of confirming that. So they put electrodes and all that everywhere, and then they decide that they will be able to check whether the flow is coming from inside to outside or outside to inside. They design an experiment like that. In science, they design the experiment. And so, by the time they completed their experimentation, they concluded every cognition is 50-50 inside, outside, outside, inside. Every cognition is only 50% outside to inside. The other 50% is inside to outside. This is published in scientific literature. I was going through the paper. Its gist has come in New York Times also. That is how it drew my attention. Therefore, what I mean is, when you say this example, it is easily appreciated when I give the example of closing the eyes and touching with the hand. Because with the eyes, this kind of a distinction becomes difficult. If I say, with the eyes you see and cognize the asti, astita, and then you superimpose ghata upon that. If I say that, you find it difficult to appreciate. That's why I shifted from eyesight to sense of touch. So I am demonstrating again. So asti, that asti is recognized by the sense of touch. Sense of touch doesn't recognize ghata. The sense of touch recognizes asti only. Then where from ghata came? Ghata came from the head. It is the projection. Okay? Therefore, so the asti is the truth. Asti is the truth. Suppose you sit there outside and look at the Ganga and the mountain. I suggested this in the camp also. If you look at the scene before you, without the intervention of the mind, means you should suspend the mind. You should do that. Don't ask me how. Just do it. You are looking. This is called Shambhavi Mudra. You are looking, but you don't allow the mind to intervene. Okay? So you are looking like that, but the mind won't come. Mind should not come. Initially, the mind gets baffled, but it will keep quiet. If you ask it to keep quiet, it keeps quiet. When the mind is not there, you don't find Ganga and Mount Himalayas. You discover only Astita Matram. And also in that vision, in that Shambhavi Mudra, Jnata Jnaya division will not be there. Only one connected easiness will be experienced by you. Therefore, so what I was saying is that Astita, Sarvatra Astita Matram. It is all Astita. In Kathopanishad there is a mantra. Asti kevopalabdhavyaha tattva bhava prasitati. This is there, Bhashyam is there, two mantras are there, side by side. I think in the last valli or last but valli, two mantras are there. There is some lengthy Bhashya, not very lengthy, but moderately lengthy Bhashya is there. The Bhashya has a name, Asti Bhashyam. And I was teaching it one time in Salosburg. So this Asti Bhashya, this is the topic there. Therefore, it is the easiness. When you say Ganga is, the easiness. Ganga is a superimposition. And the mountain is, the easiness. And Himalaya is a superimposition. Like everything is Namarupa. Namarupa comes from the head. Asti is what it is. Therefore, Sarvatra Asti. Asti tyevo upalabdhavyaha. Upalabdhavyaha mane jnatavyaha. This is a vidhi. So you have to understand, as what? Asti keva. Asti. Only that way you understand. Hai, hai, indeed. Hai, 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 hai. That hai pana, the easiness, that is the Brahma. And so you are waiting for Brahma to appear before you in some form or what? Brahma won't appear before you. Your mind will appear before you like that. No, no, I had the vision of God. Yeah, yeah, you had the vision of God. Eh? That God is made up of your mind. So, therefore, sarvatra astita buddhihi shraddha. Shraditi satyanama. Shrad means, shrad means satyam. Shrad dathati. Abhusaranga it is. That's why Prathamaya Kojanam, Vidyaya Kojanam look alike. Shrat dadhati, it is shraddha. It establishes the truth. So that's why shraddha. Then samadhana we have seen. So you need he. Why you say this is sadhana chatushtaya as the form of prakruta? Why you say that? Because you need them. He, because teshu satsutra gabidharma jinyasa yaha vortpanja. Shakyate Brahma. jijnyasitum jnyatum charna viparyaye. We have not done that vakya, right? Mumukshutvam cha. You know what is mumukshutvam? You see, the longing, don't count it as desires. You see, somebody asked me, Swamiji, in Gita class you told me we should give up all desires, so I gave up mumukshutvam. I said, you come near. You can hear on a hit like you go and sit. So I did not ask you to give up mumukshutvam. I asked you to give up desires of the worldly things, right? So Sri Krishna asked us to give up desires, and therefore mumukshutvam is not a desire. It is a desire to put an end to all the desires. That is mumukshutvam. Therefore, this mumukshutvam is the most critical qualification it is. You see, people come for Vedanta class and then they complain that they are not getting the jnana, Brahma jnana. We are listening all right, but we do not get it, we go back to our samsara. You know what is the reason? You never wanted Brahma jnana in the first place. You always wanted samsara only. Consciously and unconsciously, you wanted samsara only. You did not want Brahma jnana. Therefore, that mumukshutvam is very difficult to discover in one's heart. Mumukshutvam, you see, taking to sannyasa is easy, easier than discovering mumukshutvam in one's heart. You know, mumukshutvam mane, you know, you should be ready to consider every single bhoga in this universe as a bondage. It is a bandha. Every single bhoga in this universe is a bondage. So I want freedom from that bondage. Right? Suppose a young man, he is going for a picnic with his beloved, or going to honeymoon with a newly married bride. He is going to honeymoon. Okay? Can he be a mumukshu? He cannot be a mumukshu because he is seeking the bhogas of this world. How can he be a mumukshu? Suppose he comes and sits in the Brahma Sutra class or any Vedanta Upanishad class, and after listening to half a dozen classes, I am not getting Brahma Jnana. How will he get? He is not a mumukshu in the first place. And then, so people, they seek all kinds of things in the world. Somebody takes to a life of sannyasa to become head of a matha. For that reason, he becomes takes to sannyasa. Because he wants to become head of the matha. That is the reason why he takes to sannyas. He doesn't want moksha. He wants to become head of the place and enjoy that power. Therefore, he is not seeking moksha. He is seeking something else, the position and power in this world. Therefore, mumukshutvam is very tough. In fact, it is so tough, I was surprised. I was always wondering why Bhamatikara, Vachaspati Mishra, he talks of Satta Traivithyam, Vyavaharika Satya, Paramarthika Satya, like that he talks. He started the whole story. And then others also follow suit. But then I was wondering, Vachaspati Mishra is a very great scholar. Why he was after this Vyavaharika Satta, etc.? You know, you'll be surprised. In this Brahma Sutra Bhashya Vyakhyanam Bhavati, he says, it is easy to give up the desire for the worldly pleasures. It is easy. But how can we give up the desire for Svarga? That is his Purvapaksha. Modern times, you ask anybody, we are all ready to give up the desire for Svarga. But how can we give up the desire for worldly pleasures? That is how modern people say, the people of the world. Whereas Bhamatikara, he says, how can we give up the desire for Svarga? Then he was asked, why? What is your problem? The Svarga Veda Vihit Hai. That is mandated by Veda. And therefore, we cannot give up the desire for Svarga. Therefore, mumukshutvam is difficult to accomplish. That is how he presents it. And then he gives an argument over and above that. Therefore, the Purva Paksha that occurred to him is that, how can we give up Svarga Sukham? That is his Purva Paksha. That is what occurred to him. No surprise, he ended up coming up with Vyavaharika Satta and all that. He wants some kind of a reality to Swarga. Some kind of a reality. He doesn't want the Swarga to be pushed under Paratibhasika Satta. He doesn't want it. He wants it, let us give some status to Swarga. It is, you don't altogether dismiss it. He is like that. So that's why he brings in an intermediary state. Pratibhasika, Paramarthika, in between something else. Therefore, why I said that, I don't know whether I could impress upon you. Even a person like Vachaspati Mishra finds it difficult. He finds it difficult to desire the freedom from bondage. That mumukshutvam, he has an issue with mumukshutvam there. And therefore that he puts as the Purvapaksha. So mumukshutvam cannot be there because nobody can give up the desire for Swarga. Like that he argues. And then he says, no, Swarga is also unreal. Swarga is also not permanent. He doesn't say unreal. Is not permanent, and the Swarga will be completed, then you have to come back, and you may have to go to hell, who knows. Therefore, mumukshutvam, like that he argues. Therefore, people, they find it very tough, very difficult to discover the desire for bond, desire for freedom. Freedom, see, those of you who attended this camp, the last third camp, could understand that the main topic, main message of that camp is freedom. You should ask for freedom. You should not ask for money. You should not ask for bhoga. You need not ask for swarga. You should ask for freedom. Are you in that state of mind? That is the question. You ask people, you know what they will say? We want artha, because some money we want. We want kama, how can we give up bhogas? And who knows, moksha may come, may not come, swarga to hona hai. So we want swarga, dharma, and if moksha comes, that also we want. People are very clever, I tell you. Clever and cunning. Very cunning and clever. In Vedanta, I always say, don't be clever and cunning. You cannot cheat in Vedanta. So you should be very straightforward and open-minded. This kind of cleverness will not help. So are you a mumukshu or not? You ask the question to yourself. If you are not a mumukshu, you pursue the worldly things. Where is the hurry? Moksha, the samsara, you pursue the samsara. So he is going for a honeymoon and he comes to Swamiji. He is going to honeymoon. Why Swamiji now? What Swamiji will do? So, but he comes to Swamiji. Why Swamiji? To do namaskar. Why namaskar? Ashirvachanam. What Ashirvachanam? In honeymoon, things should be favorable to me. That is the Ashirvachanam. Very clever and cunning, I tell you. Then the Swamiji tells, no, I don't know how to give that kind of Ashirvachanam to you. I don't know. Then they will be surprised, what happened to this Swami? All Swamis are giving all kinds of Ashirvachanam, so this Swami refuses to give Ashirvachanam. That is his problem. He doesn't want Dakshina or what? It ends up like this. So, once Kamakotipatta Swami complained, people come to me to give Ashirvachanam for solving their family problems. If I can solve family problems, I would have become a family man myself. How can I solve? I cannot even understand family problems. Family kya hota hai? Wife kya hota hai? Wo to mere ko pata hi nahi. How can I bless and like that he used to say. Therefore, people are not mumukshus. It is very rarely you come across a mumukshu. You check in your heart whether you are a mumukshu. You want freedom. You see. Suppose somebody asks me, hey Swami, what do you want? I want freedom. Freedom. That is all I want. Now say, other things you have to give up. I am ready to give up anything or everything for the sake of freedom. That is mumukshu, mumukshutva. You see, I tell you, one person was told in Vaikuntha there will be sukha, ananda, you know, ananda. Then, but the Vaikuntha ananda is anugrahajanya anandaha, anugrahajanyaha anandaha. The ananda that you get there is entirely a product of the grace of a Vishnu. Then this man told, I don't want that ananda. Why? Because it is paratantrata. Is there any ananda for which I need not depend upon even the God? I need not depend. Every time I want ananda, I look up to him and he has to say, okay. Then only I will get ananda. No, I don't want that ananda. Is there any ananda for which I need not depend upon even the God? Is there any ananda? Yes. What is that? Brahmananda. I want that. Now, are you willing to say that? Then you are a mumukshu. That is a qualification, one of the four qualifications. He because teshu hi satsu
raga
dharma jnyasayah
ordhamcha
shakyate brahma jnyasitum jnyatum cha. That is anvaya na vipariyaye vyatireka. So he because when all these four qualities are there, teshu satsu, when these four qualities are there, now whether you do dharma jnyasa or not, dharma vichara, whether you do or not, dharma jnyasa yaha pragapi or dhvancha. Suppose you do dharma jnyasa and then come to brahma jnyasa. Again, let me say, you do dharma jnyasa, acquire these four qualities and come to brahma vichara. Jnyasa is vichara. Okay? Fine. Suppose you have not done dharma vichara or dharma jnyasa, but you have acquired these four qualities. What about now? You are welcome. You are welcome. Therefore, the dharma jnyasa is neither essential nor sufficient condition. It is not essential. Because without dharma jnyasa also, you can come to brahma vichara. It is not sufficient condition. Suppose you have done dharma jnyasa, can you come to brahma vichara? No. You have to acquire these four qualities. Therefore, with or without dharma jnyasa, because mimamsakas say dharma jnyasa, then brahma jnyasa, you know. So Shankar. So Shankara says, with or without the dharma jnyasa, these four qualities are there. You are welcome. You have dharma jnyasa, but you don't have these four qualities. You are not welcome. Name pariyeye. Okay, you got it? This is anvaya. Yad bhave, yad bhavaha. Anvaya. Yad abhave, yad abhavaha. That is vyatireka. When these four qualities are there, brahma jnyasa is in place. When these four qualities are not there, brahma jnyasa is ruled out. Okay? That, now he concludes. Tasmat
atashiddena
yatokta sadhana sampatyanantaryam upadishyate. Therefore, Atha Shabda means, so through Atha Shabda, the Rishi, the Maharshi, Badarayana Maharshi, the Sutrakara is Badarayana, you should know that. This also you take it from me, whether you think about it. Badarayana iti Sutrakara, not Vyasa. Vyasa is different, Badarayana is different. Badarayana is a gentleman. Vyasa is a post. There are 28 Vyasa's list is given in a Purana. Therefore, Vyasa is a kind of editor-like. So, whereas Badarayana is a gentleman. Therefore, Badarayana Sutras. But what happens is Vyasa and Badarayana are merged today. In our stories, in the Puranic thing, everything is merged today. Sayana and Vidyaranya are merged today. it is called Vijaranya Bhashya. All the Vedic pundits, they call it Vijaranya Bhashya, Veda Bhashya. It is not Vijaranya Bhashya. It is Saina Bhashya. So they say Saina Bhashya also simultaneously. All confusion. So it is that is another second. Third is everybody is a Shankaracharya. Even Meenakshi Stotram also Shankaracharya, Dakshinamurti Stotram also Shankaracharya. Everybody is a Shankaracharya. It is all very confusing, I tell you. Thereby, people don't get anything. They will get a mixed bag, no focus, nothing. So it should not be like that anywhere. Therefore, what is the meaning of Atha? So, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti anantaram. Afterwards, of what? Afterwards of acquiring the four qualities. Okay, four requirements. That is the meaning of Atha. Now, Atha, Ataha. Ataha is asmat. Asmat means because of this reason. That is the hetu. So atashabda means hetu. So you have to tell why we should do brahmajignyasa. First it was told when we should do brahmajignyasa. When sadhana chatushtaya sampatti anantaram. Why should we do now brahmajignyasa? What for? So, because alternatives are there, you see, purusharthas are there, you know. Four purusharthas are there. You should know about the purusharthas also. Artha purushartha is the main purushartha in Kautilya's Artha Shastra. Kama purushartha is the main purushartha in Vatsyayana's Kama Sutra. And Dharma purushartha is the main purushartha for the Purva Mimamsakas. Moksha for Vedantis. That is one distinction. Then, Artha Purushartha is outside in the world. Artha means to enter the other things of the world. Kama Purushartha is in the mind. Kama is in the mind, desire. And Dharma Purushartha is in the buddhi, intellect. It is bodhika. Vijnanam jitnyantam ute. Karmani tanute picha, that is the taitriya, that is the vijnanamaya, that is the dharma purushartha. Then moksha purushartha is in atma, not in buddhi, not in manaha, not outside. Okay? So, or you can say, artha purushartha is in the body, body and the world, they are one and the same. And kama in the mind, dharma is in the buddhi, and atma, and moksha is in atma. Atmano moksha, atmano moksha-artham. Okay? So this is the vyavastha of the purusharthas. Really speaking, there is only one purusharthā, and that is ananda. Ananda eva, eka eva purusharthā. How, why you make the artha as purusharthā with the belief that artha leads to ananda. Therefore artha became purusharthā. Why you want kama purusharthā? With the belief that bhoga takes you to ananda. Why dharma is purusharthā? Dharma will take you to heaven. That makes you happy. Therefore dharma takes you to ananda. None of the, so instead of seeking ananda vaya artha, vaya kama, vaya dharma, why not seek ananda directly? This is called bypass, you know. Instead, the bus, instead of going to the town, why not take a bypass road? So, therefore, we seek ananda directly. We want ananda. No, no, you have ananda through wealth. No, we want ananda directly, not through wealth, not through desires, not through heaven. Directly we want ananda. Now, therefore, there is only one purushartha, that is the ananda. And another name for that is moksha purushartha. Anyway, therefore, ataha means hetvartaha, therefore. Therefore means what? Why? Therefore, what do you mean by therefore? Because, so you have to give a because, you know. So, when you have cause, there must be because. that because yasmat, that is the because yasmat veda eva agnihotradinam shreyasadhananam anitya phalatam darshayati. So Veda alone, what Veda? Veda asks you to do agnihotra karma so that you can go to heaven. Yavat jivam agnihotram juhoti, that is the vidhivakya. As long as you live, you do agnihotra. Agnihotra is the name of a karma, the karma namadeyam it is. So you perform that ritual. So it is daily, twice you have to perform it, morning and evening. Morning two homas, two oblations, and evening two oblations. That is the agnihotra karma. You do it, you will go to heaven. Wonderful. So then Veda says, but I tell you, there is, you see, this guarantee card will be there. And the guarantee card, there will be a fine print. The fine print is, the product is guaranteed, provided, like that he will give a dozen conditions. Suppose it's an electrical item, provided your electricity doesn't fluctuate. Our electricity fluctuates, so therefore the guarantee doesn't work anymore. So like that. So this is like that. So Swarga is very wonderful. You can enjoy happily there. But you can enjoy only for a short while. And you see, afterwards you have to come back. It is, you see, what happens is in the college days I was traveling. And so between one train and another train, there is a 6 hours time. And it is very hot, summer time. Summer students travel in summer, you know, very hot, unbearably hot. Therefore, I find what is the cinema theater close to the railway station. And go there and purchase a ticket. And go and sit in the cinema theater. Something he will show. You have a nice nap. And by the time cinema is over, you come out. And then almost another 1 hour, you catch the train and go. So Swarga is like that. you go there, do some karma, and go there, do agnihotra, etc. And go there and enjoy for a while, and that is over now. For the money that we have paid, the time is over, and they will ask you to get out. They won't ask you to get out. Dhakka maar ke nikal dete. Like that. I would recommend that. I will not, don't ask me to tell. You search it out. Kshine punya vartya lokam vishanti, that Gita. And there, Bellankota Ramaraya Kavi Vyakhyanam, you read. You read it. And once you read it, you will never like to go to Swarga anymore. Okay? Therefore, so Veda which he talks of Swarga and the means of reaching Swarga, that same Veda, Veda Eva, the same Veda, it is showing to us that this Swarga Rupa Phalam is Adityam. It is very transient. So, what is the means of going to heaven? Agnihotra, Adishabdena, Jyotishtoma, Darshapurnamasa, Ithyadi, So Karmani Krishyante. So, all these karmas will take you to heaven, but that heaven is indeed not permanent. It is very transient. Anitya Phaladam Darshiti. Like what? Tadyathe ha karma chito lokaha kshiyate.
Tadyathe ha karma chito lokaha kshiyate.
Evam eva.
Evam eva.
Anutra punya chito lokaha kshiyate.
Anutra punya chito lokaha kshiyate.
Ityadi.
Ityadi.
This is from Chandogya. And also you find it in Mundaka also. This, something related to this mantra there is in Mundaka also. Pariksha lokan karma chitan. That is where you find in Mundaka. You see chita. Chita, you know, chi cheyane, dhatu is there. Karmani prayoga, karmani ktaha, that is the chita. Okay? Means chita means assembled. So karma chita, yadyatha, yadyatha, iha loke, in this world, lokaha, an enjoyable thing. What is the enjoyable thing? Whatever it is, like a house. You make a home and you enjoy it, you know. Happy home, dream home, these are some of the names given. సో ఈ విద్యా ఇది హోమ్. అండ్ సో హౌ యూ గెట్ ది హోమ్, కర్మచిత ఇట్ ఈస్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ ఆర్ అసెంబుల్డ్ టుగెదర్ విత్ ఎఫర్ట్ రైట్. కర్మచిత లోక లోక్యతే ఇది లోక లోక్యతే భుజ్యతే ఇది లోక వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ ఎంజాయ్డ్ ఆర్ ఎంజాయబుల్ ఈజ్ లోక. అండ్ దిస్ ఎంజాయబుల్ థింగ్ హౌ డిడ్ యూ గెట్ ఇట్, యు గాట్ ఇట్ బై పుటింగ్ టుగెదర్ విత్ ఎఫర్ట్ కర్మచిత లోక. వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ టు ఇట్, ఇట్ విల్ ఫాల్ అపార్ట్ ఈవెన్చువల్లీ, ఇట్ విల్ ఫాల్ అపార్ట్. ఇఫ్ యూ గో టు హంపి విజయనగరం యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ ఆల్ రూయిన్స్ దేర్. వాట్ ఆర్ ది రూయిన్స్? ది రూయిన్స్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ ప్యాలసెస్ అండ్ అదర్ గ్రేట్ సిటీ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ బై గ్రేట్ కింగ్ కృష్ణదేవరాయ. యు ఫైండ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ క్రంబ్లింగ్ అండ్ ఫాలింగ్ అపార్ట్. దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ కర్మచిత లోక క్షీయతే. ఓకే, యు పర్చేజ్ ఎ కార్ మారుతి. సో యూ పర్చేజ్ ఎ కార్ ఇస్ ఎ స్టేటస్ సింబల్ అట్ వన్ టైమ్. మారుతి కార్ ఇస్ ఎ స్టేటస్ సింబల్ అండ్ యూ పర్చేజ్ ఇట్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆల్ స్మూత్లీ. ఆఫ్టర్ 2-3 ఇయర్స్ ఇట్ విల్ స్టార్ట్ మేకింగ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ నాయిసెస్ అండ్ లైక్ అంబాసిడర్ కార్, మారుతి కార్, దెల్ బి మేకింగ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ నాయిసెస్. You know, these dabbas are there at home to keep the cereals, pulses, etc. Dabbas will be there, you know. Tin dabbas. So the Maruti car is like a tin dabba. It makes all kinds of noises. And then after 4-5 years, it will fall apart. You want to get rid of it. You want to get, okay, get rid of it. No, you want to sell it and recover some money and go for the new car. But okay, you sell it, but you want a certain price. Nobody is willing to give that price. Therefore, you are struggling. You cannot keep it because it is making all kinds of noises, but you cannot sell it because you are greedy. Okay? So you have to find a balance between the two. Samsara is a yoda. You have to find a balance between the two. And so don't be too greedy so that you can get rid of this and go for a new car. The swarga will be like that. Anything put together, karma chitaha lokaha, it falls apart. That this world, yathe veha tadeva amudra. The same rule applies to heaven also. You see, a question was asked, the pancha bhutas on earth and pancha bhutas are on heaven, are they same or different? They are same. Same pancha bhutas. Suppose you go to America, even if the American people tell me you have a different set of panchabhutas or same panchabhutas? Same panchabhutas. Australia also same panchabhutas. Heaven also same panchabhutas. Okay? And therefore, there will be a separate set of bhutas, that is Purana. According to Vedanta, there are only 5 elements, whether it is heaven or here. Yathe veha tatha amitra. Therefore, in heaven also, whatever punyam you have acquired, they will give you a place to stay and enjoy a few things all right. Like, you see, there is a theme park, you know, theme park, like Disneyland. Morning 7 you go there and purchase a ticket, some $20 or $100 ticket you purchase. It is valid up to evening 6. By evening 6 you will be thrown out. The heaven will be like that. In between, you can do many things. Many entertainment will be there. Some nice food also will be there. Drinks will be there. All you can do. But by 6 you have to get up. This swarga will be like that. Therefore, punyachitaha lokaha. The swarga loka, which is acquired by punyam, by merit. That is the apurvad merit. Also kshiyate, that also goes away. You see, karma is limited. Why do you expect the karma phala to be unlimited? Like this eternal hell, heaven is illogical. There is no eternal heaven, there is only heaven. But in Abrahamic faiths, they talk of an eternal heaven. Why Abrahamic faiths? Our friends are no better. Our friends also talk of eternal Vaikuntha. How can there be eternal Vaikuntha? Eternal Vaikuntha and eternal Kailasa are not valid. You go there and enjoy for a while and come back. That is how it is. Therefore, you want freedom for this reason. No, I don't want that kind of ananda. So, I want, you see about this ananda, I tell you. Now I ask you, you want ananda, right? Okay. You want ananda with a selected set of objects, or with every object you want ananda. With every object that you deal with, you want ananda. You wanted selected times, hours, or all the time you want ananda? All the time you want ananda. So you want ananda known to you or need not be known to you? It should be known to you. And this ananda, you want it to happen, you have to depend upon something else or somebody else. That kind of ananda, you want independent ananda. Independent ananda. So what you are asking for is Brahmananda. That is what you are asking for. That you won't get in Swarga. In Swarga, your ananda is dependent upon the goodwill of Indra. And if Indra becomes unhappy, your ananda is dissolved. Vishnu became unhappy. Not Vishnu, Lakshmi became unhappy. Lakshmi Devi became unhappy. And on her behalf, Vishnu became unhappy. She wanted Vishnu to punish Jaya and Vijaya. One day she came to meet Vishnu. And Vishnu is in the inner hall. And Jaya and Vijaya were guarding the gate. And she said, hey, I have to meet Vishnu. The Jaya and Vijaya said, no ma, no, not now. We have orders not to allow anybody. Then she told, what are you talking? Anybody means not, that doesn't apply to me. It applies to the entire universe, not to me. I am he, I am his better half, or better three-fourths. What are you talking? So what are you talking? It doesn't apply to me. So they said, no, we don't know all those details. You settle with him, not with us. How dare you talk with me like that? Anyway, they did not yield. So she went back. And that day, evening, she met him. Hey, did you know your gods behave like that with me? Now you have to punish them, otherwise I will not keep quiet. Then he said, you see, suppose immediately I punish, then you will get bad name. That you have complained to me, therefore I punish. Everybody will know. So you will get bad name. Therefore I will wait for an opportunity. At the first opportunity I will punish them. Okay. And then she agreed. Grudgingly she agreed. Then the opportunity came. Sanat Kumara came there. And Sanat Kumara and another three. They came. These people stopped them. Why they stopped them? Because Vishnu gave them such order. He should have given a different order in the first place. Are certain people you allow. Like that he should give. He did not give. He gave a blanket order. Stop anybody and everybody. That's why they were only following the other poor guys. And they stopped. And these Sanat Kumara and Sanat, these people are rishis. They are not supposed to be angry and all that. They become angry. And say, you go down. And they go down. And then Vishnu, so the matter is taken to Vishnu. Every day these people gave shapam and they say, we are doing all the duty, now what should be done? Vishnu cited them because he has this Lakshmi's complaint in mind, you know. And therefore he said, okay, go down. Go down, you will come back. So you will come back. Kya baat hai? This is the Swarga Sukha Aisa Hota. This story is from Bhagavatam. Yeah. I did not even I narrated in my style. But the details are there in the Bhagavatam. You can check. Therefore, this Swarga Sukha, Vaikuntha Sukha, these are all not freedom. There is no freedom in that. There is some joy, there is some entertainment and happiness, but no freedom. Freedom is the supreme. तथा ब्रह्म विज्ञानादपि फलं पुरुषार्थं दर्शयति ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परम् इत्यादिः. So Veda itself, it says two ways. One, and the karma, it says the result is impermanent. there it has already taken the gas out of the tube, something like that, the karma. And then it comes to Upanishad and says, Brahmavit param apnoti. The one who realizes Brahma gains the supreme. Therefore, obviously, the Veda is indeed hinting to you, don't worry too much about karma, go for jnana. That is obvious, you know. Tasmat. So now he is concluding the atashabda artha, the meaning of ataha. Yathokta sadhana sampatyanantaram brahmajnyasakartavya. Therefore, first you acquire those four qualities and then do brahmavichara. You should do. And so Shankara here has introduced the extra word kartavya. First time he has introduced it. So that is adhyahara. It is something like atha bhojanam. Suppose somebody says atha bhojanam. What does it mean? Atha bhojanam kartavyam. That is the meaning of it. Similarly, atha brahma vicharaha means atha brahma vicharaha kartavyaha. In the place of vichara, he uses the word jijnyasa. Jijnyasa is vichara, take it like that. Okay? So there is a technical reason for it. Ichha na kriyate, ichha bhavati na kriyate. Therefore, Brahma jijnyasa kartavya. So ichha, you know, jijnyasa is ichha. Ichha can never be created, ichha can never be done. Only karma can be done. Ichha cannot be done. Therefore, technically there is a problem there. Therefore, primary meaning, we leave it and take the lakshana. What is the lakshana? Suppose you have ichha, brahmajnane ichha. Brahmajnyasa mane brahmajnane ichha. So, brahmajnane ichha, suppose you have, what will you do? Vichara you will do. Okay? Therefore, hetau karyasya lakshana. In the hetu, you put karya. So, ichha karyaha karyam vicharam. Ichha karyo karyam, karya is not ichha no more sakranga. Ichha karyam vicharaha. Therefore, ichha, ichhayam, ichha karyasya lakshana. Like what? Ganga shabdasya, lakshana. You know that? Gangayam koshaha. Ganga shabdasya ganga tire lakshana. Similarly, ichha shabdasya ichha karye vichare lakshana. You got it? That is how you have to understand. All that Bhashyakara won't tell. We have to work it out. The Tikakaras work it out. So you have to do Brahma vichara. Therefore, tasmat means therefore. Therefore, mane what? Therefore means karma phalasya anityatvat. Brahmajnana phalasya nityatvacha ityarthaha. That is therefore. Therefore, after gaining these four qualities, you do Brahma vichara. You see, we have to understand the importance of these four qualities. So, we have to look at ourselves all the time, whether I am practicing enough viveka or not. Viveka darshana abhyasa must be there. That nididhyasana, etc. You have to practice viveka. You have to tell yourself all the time, this is the viveka I have to do. This money, okay, money we use it, but we should not be attached to the money. Bhogas would be there, but we are not attached to the bhogas. Like that, at every stage, the viveka must be maintained very strong. Then vairagya also. Vairagya is not difficult. We have to live an austere life. Live austere life in an austere place. Eat some simple food and wear some simple clothing. And live a simple life, disciplined and a simple life. That gives you freedom. Then you are free. And that freedom will take you to the study. That is the idea. Then Shamadamadi Sampata, that is all very important, you know. Meditation has to be done. Shama is meditation. Dhamma is discipline. Dhamma is discipline. Shama is meditation, like that. Samadhana also comes under meditation. Now, Now we have finished Atha Ataha. Now next is Brahma Jignasa. Now we are entering into another interesting discussion. Brahmano Jignasa, Brahma Jignasa. This is Shashtitra Purusha. So, Brahmanaha Jignasa. Brahma Siddha Napunsakalinga. Brahma Brahmani Brahmani. Shashti Brahmanaha Jignasa. So, ब्रह्मचर्म सक्षमान लक्षणम् जन्मार्जस्य यतः इति. So what is this Brahma? ये Brahma क्या होता है? So we have to do विचार of the Brahma, you know. Then what is the Brahma? You should know what is Brahma. Yeah, it will come. The लक्षणम्, लक्षणम्, you know, लक्षणम् means रूप. So वो कैसा होता है? That is called लक्षणम्. Okay. At this point you take it like that. In the sutra comes some more details will come. But as of now, wo kaisa hota hai? It is like you want to meet a person, you know the name. But now you want to ask, okay, I want to meet such and such a Swami. Oh Swami, how he looks, how does he look? Then you say he will have a white beard and all that. So like that some lakshana, this is called lakshana. Some marks. So he will have namam, or he will have this, something like that. Some white beard he will have. He looks a bit heavy set. Something or the other you say. This is called a lakshanam. So the Brahma lakshanam we are going to tell. That Brahma vichara. We are Brahmanaha jinyasa. So that is the meaning of the word Brahmanaha. Now, Brahma means Brahmana Jati, the caste. The Varna, Brahmana Varna, also meaning. No, that is not the meaning here. Okay? So, like that, so many meanings could be there. Brahma means quite big or whatever. The big meaning will come. So, Brahmana Jati, or Veda, or Brahma Omkaraha, that meaning is also there. So, these meanings, you please don't bring them into the picture here. He is going to tell you what is the Brahma. You wait. Okay? Now, this is Brahmanaha Jinyasa. Shashti. Brahmanaha Shashti. You see, Shashti, what is the meaning of Shashti? For every Vibhakti, meaning is very well known. Prathama Vibhakti. Pratipadika Arthe Prathama. That is the meaning. You should not say Karta. Pratipadika Arthe Prathama. So the meaning of the Pratipadika, if you want to say, you have to use Prathama Vibhakti. Why not use Pratipadika itself? Why Prathama Vibhakti? Pratipadika you should not use, because for Pratipadika, the Padasamjna will not be there. Suptingantam Padam. So Apadam Naprayunjita, that is the Paribhasha. Unless it gets the status of a Pada, you cannot use it. That's why we don't say Rama, unless you mean it, hey Rama. We don't say Rama. We say Rama Shabdaha. Samasa we make it. And make it Subanta. So, Pratipadika you should not use. You should use only Padam. Therefore, Prathama. So, take Pratipadika, add Subanta. It becomes Prathama Vibhakti. Then, that can be used to mean the Pratipadika. Pratipadika Arthe Prathama. It is a big sutra, I don't remember.
Pratipadika Artha Linga Pramana Vachanamatre Prathama.
Pratipadika Artha Linga Pramana Vachanamatre Prathama. Okay? Then Dvitiya Karmani Dvitiya. Meaning is there. Tritiya Kartru Karanayos Tritiya. Is that the sutra? Okay. So Karana Tritiya will come. Karta also Tritiya will come. Chaturthi, Sampradane Chaturthi. అపాదానే పంచమి, ఆ అధికరణే సప్తమి, షష్ఠి ఇది లెఫ్ట్ అవుట్. అండ్ దెన్ శేషే షష్ఠి, ఎక్సెప్ట్ ది సిక్స్ కేసెస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ స్పెసిఫైడ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ అదర్ సిచ్యువేషన్స్ యూజ్ షష్ఠి విభక్తి. శేష మీన్స్ టు బచ్చిగయా, దట్ విల్ గో ఫర్ షష్ఠి. నౌ దేర్ టీకాకారాస్ దే హ్యావ్ డిస్కస్డ్ నౌ వాట్ ఆర్ ది మీనింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ షష్ఠి. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈస్ నాట్ పుట్ ఇన్ దోస్ సిక్స్ బికమ్స్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ షష్ఠి. ఏకశతం షష్ఠ్యర్థ, ఏకశతం మీన్స్ 101, నాట్ 100. 100 దే వోంట్ సే, శతం దే సే. ఏకశతం, ఏకంచ శతంచ, 101. 101 మీనింగ్స్ ఫర్ షష్ఠి దే ఆర్ గివెన్. లైక్ అవయవ షష్ఠి, మమ హస్త దట్ ఈస్ అవయవ షష్ఠి, మమ ధనం దట్ ఈస్ సంబంధ షష్ఠి, స్వస్వామి సంబంధ షష్ఠి. లైక్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ మీనింగ్స్ అండ్ దెర్ ఈస్ వన్ మీనింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కర్మణి షష్ఠి. దట్ కమ్స్ ఓన్లీ వన్ కృత్ ప్రత్యయ ఈస్ దేర్. కర్తృకర్మణో కృతి, కృతి మీన్స్ ప్రత్యయ గ్రహణే తదంత గ్రహణం, కృతి మీన్స్ కృత్ ప్రత్యయాంతే పరే సతి. సో కర్మణి షష్ఠి భవతి. సో హియర్ జిజ్ఞాసా, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ సంప్రత్యయాంత, ఇట్ ఈస్ కృత్ ప్రత్యయాంత ఆల్సో. ఆ ఇస్ ది ప్రత్యయ దేర్, టాప్ విల్ కమ్ లేటర్. ఫస్ట్ జిజ్ఞా, జిజ్ఞా సన్ ఈజ్ అ స్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ నీడ్ ఆ, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ జిజ్ఞాస, దెన్ టాప్ జిజ్ఞాస. దెర్ఫోర్ స్త్రీ ప్రత్యయాంత, బట్ బిఫోర్ స్త్రీ ప్రత్యయాంత ఇట్ ఈస్ కృత్ ప్రత్యయాంత. దెర్ఫోర్ కృతి పదే సో షష్ఠీ భవతి, కర్తృకర్మణో కృతి. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ బ్రహ్మణ షష్ఠీ యు హవ్ టు పుట్. షష్ఠీ మీన్స్ కర్మ, కర్మణి షష్ఠీ ఇట్ సూచ్యతే శంకర. సో బ్రహ్మణ జిజ్ఞాస మీన్స్ బ్రహ్మ విషయక జ్ఞానేచ్ఛ. కర్మ ఇస్ విషయం, యు నో, లైక్ లైక్ వాట్ ఇచ్ఛా, ఇచ్ఛాయా విషయ, ఐ డిజైర్, వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ దట్ యూ డిజైర్, దట్ ఇది కర్మ, ది కర్మ, ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్. నవ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానేచ్ఛ వాట్ ఇస్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్, బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాన, బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాన ఇస్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ డిజైర్. సో సో హూస్ జ్ఞాన, హూస్ జ్ఞాన యూ డిజైర్, బ్రహ్మణ జ్ఞానం యూ డిజైర్. సో బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం ఇస్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇచ్ఛ అండ్ దట్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం, బ్రహ్మణ జ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం, బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానస్య ఇచ్ఛ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానేచ్ఛ దడితి బ్రహ్మ జిజ్ఞాస. ఇస్ వన్స్ జిజ్ఞాస, కస్య జిజ్ఞాస. సో జిజ్ఞాస యూ డిజైర్ టు నో, ఐ డిజైర్ టు నో, టేక్ ఇట్ లైక్ దిస్, ఐ డిజైర్ టు నో, దట్ ఈ జిజ్ఞాస. వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ దట్ యూ డిజైర్ టు నో? సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది జిజ్ఞాస కర్మ? నౌ బ్రహ్మ జిజ్ఞాస కర్మ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మ. I put it in a different way, which is not the right way. Like, you make it Brahmajnana Ichcha, and then Ichcha Karma is Brahmajnana, that way of difficulty. So, Jijnyasa. Jijnyasa is Jnatum Ichcha. Kasya, Kim, what is it that you desire to know? Brahma. Therefore, Brahma becomes Karma. And Karma, Jijnyasa is the Kradanta. Therefore, Shashti. Brahmana, Jijnyasa, Karma, Shashti. శేషష్ఠి, శేషష్ఠి కర్మణి షష్ఠి, డిఫరెన్స్ విల్ బి లైక్ దిస్. బ్రహ్మణి బ్రహ్మణ జిజ్ఞాస కర్మణి షష్ఠి, దెన్ బ్రహ్మ విషయక జిజ్ఞాస ఇది భవతి, అథవా బ్రహ్మకర్మక జిజ్ఞాస. ద జిజ్ఞాస ఫర్ విచ్ బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ ది కర్మ. సపోజ్ యు సే శేషష్ఠి, సంబంధ మాత్రం శేష, శేష ఇస్ వాట్ ఎనీ రిలేషన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ శేష, దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెట్. దేర్ ఆర్ అనేక అనేక సంబంధాస్, లైక్ అవయవి అవయవ సంబంధ, మమ హస్తం స్వస్వామి సంబంధ, మమ ధనం, లైక్ దట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సంబంధ షష్ఠీ విల్ కమ్. సో శేష సంబంధ, సో సంబంధ మాత్రే షష్ఠీ. Then what meaning you will get? Brahma Sambandhi Jijnyasa. Okay? బ్రహ్మ కర్మక జిజ్ఞాస వర్సెస్ బ్రహ్మ సంబంధి జిజ్ఞాస. సో శంకర ప్రపోజెస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ బ్రహ్మ సంబంధి జిజ్ఞాస, ఇట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మ కర్మక జిజ్ఞాస. దేర్ మస్ట్ బి ఎన్ అడ్వాంటేజ్ ఇన్ టేకింగ్ ది కర్మ, అదర్వైజ్ యూ కెన్ టేక్ ది సంబంధి ఆల్సో. సో ఎనీవే శంకర డిస్మిసెస్ శేష. సో ఓన్లీ కర్మణి షష్ఠీ న శేషే. వై జిజ్ఞాస్యాపేక్షత్వాత్ జిజ్ఞాసాయా జిజ్ఞాస్యాంతరా నిర్దేశాచ్చ. ది మూమెంట్ యు సే జిజ్ఞాసా, ది డిజైర్ టు నో, ఇమీడియట్లీ డిజైర్ టు నో వాట్ క్వశ్చన్ కమ్స్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫర్ ది ఆన్సర్ మస్ట్ బి ప్రొవైడెడ్. The answer is jignasya, that which is desired to know, that is jignasya. And what is the jignasya here? Brahma. Therefore, jignasayaha karma, mane jignasyam brahma, right? Therefore, when you say jignasa, immediately it expects jignasyam. This is called expectancy. So jignasa has the expectancy of jignasyam. And what is that? Brahma. That is the karma. Okay? And suppose another jignasya, some other thing to know, I desire to know something else, and that something else is pointed out, then jignasya apeksha is fulfilled by something else. Then Brahma need not fill in that gap. Something else is already filling that gap. Then Brahma Sambandhi you can say. Sambandhartha. Because Karmartha is already fulfilled. Already the gap is filled. The slot is filled by something else. So Brahma can be Sambandhartha. But there is no something else. Here there is only one thing connected to Jinyasa. And that is Brahma alone. We are not saying half a dozen things you have to know. Like in Purvamimamsa it comes like that. Athato dharma jinyasa, dharmasya jinyasa, then puttakara prasresha, athataha adharma jinyasa. So you have to know dharma, you want to know adharma, and then athataha itara vishaya jinyasa. There are some more things also like that. So many jinyasas are there in the Purvamimamsa, in Uttaramimamsa. There is no other jignasya, only one jignasya, and that is Brahma. And therefore, that must occupy the place of karma. Therefore, karmani shashti.